With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part one of a five-part series titled Animals Contribute to the Health of Our Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Besides just a compassion and an affection for animals and an intense dislike of violence, you also maintain that global warming, which we generally think is the direct result of the use of fossil fuels and the release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, you actually believe that eating meat and the whole industry around meat consumption is a crucial element in global warming. So if you could kind of explain being a vegan and global warming and your connection with animals in general and your dog in particular. And I have your books right here, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, which were generously given to me, and Your Noble Wilds. Can you just talk about those things, please?
Okay. First, the connection with animals. And then second, a meat diet. And third, global warming connection. So concerning about animal communication or connection, every of us can do it. Just that most people don't have time to train themselves again in this connection. In the beginning, we can talk to animals and they can talk to us. Anyway, many animal psychics can tell you that, and they do it as a job as well. Like if you have a dog and your dog is ill and you don't know what to do and a doctor don't know, and then you can call a psychic and he will tell you what happened. And the doctor can cure him accordingly also. Okay, but I'm more connected through love. I love them so much that there is just a natural and simple oneness between myself and the animals, because that's how I feel, how they feel, and I know what they know. And I'm dying inside, you know, seeing the mistreatment and the cruelty that we human measure upon the defenseless and the noble and innocent beings of animals. I wish all can hear what our co-inhabitants have to tell us and feel their pains and sorrows, just like we human do. In fact, they are even more sensitive. And I wish that we treat them more kindly, and that in turn heaven will be merciful on us.
Yeah, and that is what the Noble Wilds is about, their communication with the animals.
Yes.
Well, once in a while, I do understand, just to make it personal, I do understand what animals are feeling.
Yes.
I own a horse. I don't really understand what he feels most of the time. But birds, I can sometimes understand. So, of course, I'm not near your level. Tell us about global warming. How does eating meat actually feed global warming?
Okay, even physically speaking, scientifically speaking, just producing meat,
we cause more CO2 than all the cars, all the trains, and the boats, and, you know, airplane combined together. So, physically and scientifically speaking, meat
industry is causing our global warming more than anything else. And this 18% of CO2 comes from meat production. But that's not included the sickness related to it. And the hospital bill and the sorrow of people who are losing loved ones due to meat eating sickness.
I'd like to make the connection between...
Global warming, yeah?
Yes, please.
And you look all that and you see already, because the methane gas and hydrogen sulfide are resulted from animal raising. And that produce a lot of toxic gas into the air, and it warm the atmosphere, and then the atmosphere melt the ice, and the ocean will be warm, and then more methane and other toxin will be released from the bottom of the ocean and permafrost and all that, and then it will be like a devil's circle. And we even might die from gas, not to talk about global warming yet. And right now, there's so much methane already released into the atmosphere, and many people have more mental illness or other physical suffering, according to scientists' research. I hope we stop it quick. I told them that every one of them have a gift. They really come to help mankind, like the Bible said. I make them to befriend you and be your helpers. It's truly like that. But not every human can avail of this help. That's a pity, you know. Instead, they kill them. They come to help you, really. They all have something to do. And it's a pity that humans don't avail themselves of the help of animals. I will produce another book called The Noble Wild, ne? And I can't say all the things that I interact with the wild one. Just a little bit here and there. These things are supposed to be discreet, yeah, between us. But sometimes inevitable, you know. I let the readers know a little bit. When a situation arises that I have to tell, then I tell a little bit. But I cannot tell everything in one book. It needs to be like 100 books, at least, yeah. And 10 books for each, you know. For example, 100 books at least, if I want to tell everything, you know. But I'm not specialized in that, yeah. I just want people to love animals unconditionally. And then whatever develop between them, that will be good for them. They are tremendous help to mankind. It's a very pity that people don't know about it. Just go on killing them. You kill your helper. You could have let them live and use them. And develop even your own telepathy. In a while, if you really love an animal, you will contact. And then through that contact, you can contact other animals as well. I'm forever grateful. But that comes after me. I did not know that before. I have to tell you honestly. Because love makes blind, you know. I just love them and take them home, that's it. Because they're helpless. Yeah, that's what I think. But actually now I think humans are more helpless than them. We need help. Not them. We need help to develop compassion and to make use of the help that the animal will give us if we love them and contact them. It's really a pity. They are like the physical angel for humankind. You understand how some people always pray to the angel for help in some situation? We have angels running all over the planet in the form of all kind of animals. They are the angels in the physical form. To help you in different situations. Well, you know it yourself. For example, we watch on Supreme Master Television, there was a dog, a stray dog from nowhere, the name Hero, remember? And there was a woman who has an accident and lay on the roadside. And he just come and drag her to the edge of the highway so that everybody can see her. You know that? And a stranger from nowhere. If it's not an angel, what is it then? Huh? They know everything, because they are very psychic, they are more inside. They are not too much outward seeking like us, that's why. Oh, they eat a little bit and they are satisfied, it's finished. They rely absolutely on divine for protection and food. So they are always in contact with the divine. They are truly angels, protectors of human. Just human don't know. It's a shame, it's really a shame. So humans really are the ones who need help. Need help to wake up, need help to know every other beings are also very special and sometimes better than us in some way. need help to develop compassion, need help to recognize that we need help. It doesn't really matter to the animals, because for them, okay, if they have to die, they die. Their lives are short, most of them anyway. It's just that if we kill them, you know, we have bad karma, and we lose ourselves, one of the very great benefits. They don't lose nothing. You kill them, they go back to where they belong. Everyone has one life anyway, and the animal, they go straight to heaven. If you don't let them help, then they go home. So they don't lose nothing, it's just the one who killed them will lose. Yeah, lose a merit, lose heart, lose compassion, lose a great part of love, and lose a great part of help that God has sent here for us. Yes, in the Bible it says that I create animals to befriend you and to be your helpers. It is truly like that. How come nobody listen? How come nobody realize this? Isn't that amazing? Huh? They read the Bible every day. Nobody realize it. What did God say? God said, animal here to help you. Find out what they can help. No, eat them before they can even help. Kill them already. How come people are so oblivious to such a very obvious truth which is stated in the Bible? The first page even, no? Almost. You know, one of the first pages about creation. Yeah. The Old Testament. Huh? It's incredible. Yeah. I think definitely human needs help, not animal needs help. Of course, they would not like to die, you know, like everyone else, because they have a job to do here. But if they die, they die. They lose nothing. Physical life doesn't mean that big deal to them, because they're always contacted with the divine. Before somebody kills them, they know it already. They know everything in advance. They can see past and future. Just like I'm reading a book. So the animals are tremendous help to mankind. I just hope that one day the human truly capish this and make use of their valuable resource that God has sent onto this planet for us.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's fascinating discussion titled Animals Contribute to the Health of Our Planet. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BND.